Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin' Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 414, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 36, Circuit Unsure.
It aired October 20th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Worth Keeter. We're getting close to the end of the season.
We are, what, three or four episodes?
So next week, we'll just say it up front, next week there's only going to be one episode. And then the week after that, there's going to be one on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So get ready for that, because we made the dumb decision 5 years ago that all multi-parters are 1 week.
And now we can't break that, or else the whole podcast will fall apart.
It will collapse.
It's the center beam that holds us
up. Yes. It is the portrait of Dorian Gray of the podcast. And if we don't adhere to it, we will turn to dust. In your ears.
I feel like there's like something in like Dino Thunder or like Ninja Storm or something like way down the line. I feel like there's like a 4 or 5 parter.
I haven't looked that far. I definitely have checked like a couple seasons ahead, and I think this is the last 3 parter for a while. I'm probably wrong. I probably missed it because my eyes were like, you don't need to see this. Right. You don't need to look at this horrible future. Right.
Anything that says part 3, your brain just whited out.
Yeah, just like, nope, sorry. Can't gotta keep this one intact. Yeah, as long as there's not like a 6-parter.
Right. I mean, if there's an 8-parter, we can't do it.
We can't. Oh no. Power Rangers, don't do it to us.
Don't do an 8-part story in one of your seasons, please.
We can't. We'll die. Hasbro, please.
We'd have to do 2 episodes a day for 4 days 1 week.
No. Nope. Sorry, but nope. I don't know what we would do for that. Maybe 2 4 episode
if we,
weeks.
Well, if it's 8 episodes, if we just do 2 a week, that's 1 month of the podcast.
That's true. Oh, that would be weird. Anyway, we're not doing any of that anyway.
Yeah.
We're doing Circuit Unsure. Let's go. Whoa, if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being new here. Welcome to the show. What we do is we pause the recording, we watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and should, and you aren't, probably. Statistically, several of you are not.
Only a couple probably are.
I feel like a few are. I think Claire mentioned she was.
Yeah, I think so.
And
like, look, I get it. Just like setting aside time to just watch a show so you can listen to a podcast. Yeah. That's going to run down every detail of the show.
Yeah.
I get not wanting to do that.
I mean, I think the premise is that this is a reasonable substitute for you watching the show. Hey, do you wish Power Rangers had no visual components, was twice as long, and every episode was dictated to you by 2 idiots?
Then, well, boy, you come to the right place.
Then you are in luck, my friend.
Because these 2 little idiots are ready. We'll do the hard part for
you. We got you. We're going to go watch Circuit Unsure right now.
Time for Time Force. Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched Circuit Unsure, and sure we did.
I'm not sure.
We did sure watch it happen to us, and we were powerless to stop it.
I feel like we can take them to court over this episode. I feel like I've been assaulted.
I mean, we'll talk about it. We'll go over it. We'll talk. Morphin' Grid, I did it again.
Morphin' Grid,
I
is this podcast.
Morphin' Grid, is this show you're listening to? You did it. You made it. We're so glad you came for this episode in particular. Hey, jakeandjosh.com/MorphinGrid or just regular style. That's the website. That's where the archives are. Go listen to old episodes there that have fallen off our non-Euclidean feed. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Devil Fruit Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbean and Pod Bay, soon to be the only, the best and only podcast-based dating site there ever was.
That's right.
Because that's a good idea. It only took us 5 years and 400 episodes, but we finally had a good idea, John.
We did it.
If you don't leave us a great interview on any of those places.
I don't know if it ever made it to air, but we did have one other good idea, but Big Internet wouldn't let us do it, and that was to purchase America.online.
Yeah, we tried that when when they allowed online to be one of the dots, an URL. But they were like, no, you can't. America needs this. You can't take it. And we're like, all right, sorry, GoDaddy or whomever, 1&1. I guess we'll just be whatever it is that we got instead. Hey, like JakeandJosh.com.
Done.
One and dumb, more like it.
Oh, got him.
Got him.
They actually host literally all of our
stuff.
Hey,
thanks. And they're actually pretty cheap. You get unlimited storage for like $15 a year. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal. Hashtag non-spawn. If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would be great. It helps people find the show. It helps you stay out of time jail. That's right. Time jail's back, baby. And you're going to go if you don't leave us a rating review or already.
You're going to go. And then Rancic's going to unfreeze you, and you'll be killed by Power Rangers.
Yeah, then you're going to be all weird. They all went in as regular people.
They were listeners of this show.
And they got
who did not leave ratings and reviews.
Yeah, and we just shipped them from, what was the last one? Fire jail?
I think it was just regular
jail. Cop jail? We took you from jail, froze you, then you got mutated in the process, and then you're going to be weird. You're going to have a lot of eyes in a lot of places you don't want eyes.
You're going to have one big nasty scab.
Big nasty scab, and you're going to like bump it on like, because it's like on your knee or something. You're going to bump it on your coffee table. You're going to grow, blow the roof off your house. Power is going to come kill you.
I smashed my shin into my bed frame yesterday. And then I punched my wall because it hurt so bad. I was also mad from work because I just got home.
Yeah.
Then I shattered my shin on my bed.
I did that at work once. I like tripped. Like I went to step on a ladder and my toes did it. So my foot came off and my shin went in the bottom rung. And it was in the main. It was in aisle 20. And there's just a big wooden wall right there. And I just punched that boy. you can see right here, this cool thing. That's 4 months old. I just hit the little shoe rack outside Scoot's room coming out of the bathroom, and now my leg looks like that.
Now you have a permanent mark.
Yeah, so...
So this will happen to you, except your scab will come off and you will grow.
And you'll grow.
And then, so also the pain will be more, because it grows with you.
Because it grows with you, and then the Power Rangers come and murder you.
And then you'll die. And you'll be shot by a giant robot.
You've ruined your house. Yeah, so a lot of bad things. I think it probably best to avoid it. Just leave us a rating and review.
Yeah, and you'll probably smash your Nintendo Switch.
Oh, you don't want that. All your Breath of the Wild data's on there. All your shrines are on there. All your moons from Mario.
Yeah. You don't want to lose your moons, do
you? No, you don't want to lose a moon. You got to keep those moons safe.
You don't want to have to start a new game on Breath of the Wild,
no,
do you?
No, I kind of do. I've been thinking about it. But I'm 100 hours deep into Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and I feel like I probably got 100 more in me. So, you know,
nice.
Probably not going to start over for a minute. Anyway, please leave us a rating and review. Stay out of jail. Just leave us a rating and review. And finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. So if you like the show, if you want to help us out, if you want to support the show and us, maybe one of us is, by the time you hear this, will have quit his job.
Maybe.
Maybe the other one is doing all the math to see if that's feasible, too. Maybe patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For us? For your friends?
For your buddies?
For your buds?
Who
us?
Watch Circuit Unsure for you? So
you don't have to? $1 a month. That's all we're asking.
That's it.
Maybe think about it. We have one new patron, and that new patron is Ryan G.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you very much for supporting the show and us, your friends. We had to watch Circuit Unsure, which I think is probably why we vamped so much this episode. let me just check to see if we have any emails, and if there is a merciful God in heaven, we will.
I should look at the reviews, huh?
Maybe. Nope, the throne of heaven sits empty. No reviews to take us away.
You mean emails?
That's what I meant to say. You said reviews last, so...
No reviews either.
All right, well... We have no other choice, Josh.
71 of you are not in jail. Everybody else on the rest planet of you, Earth.
The up to 9 others of you that haven't left a rating and review.
You're in jail. Sorry.
Actually, there's probably several more than that. I don't look at the numbers.
I haven't checked in so long.
I don't know. Hey, if you want to know what kind of podcast we run, it's one where we don't worry about metrics even a little bit and watch a Circuit Unsure for you, for our friends. So, it almost asked me if I wanted to undo my typing, and I almost said yes. Just be like, oh, sorry, guys, we can't. Let's recount it from memory in 5 minutes. Instead, we start off with Circuit telling Trip and Lucas and Katie about how the dinosaurs died, how there's big meteor, and then sun got blotted out, and then the plants died, and then the dinosaurs died, which is something I never think about.
Yeah.
I would assume, like,
everything died.
It hit all the dinosaurs at once. Dinosaurs are having a meeting. Meteor hit it.
So that's like a big extinction event.
The big extinction event, I would say, of our planet.
And scientists have been saying that we, like, are overdue for one now.
Yeah.
So between now and the year 3000,
there had to have been
another one.
Yeah. I think maybe there probably wasn't, but then Power Rangers came back and screwed with time, and then now here we are.
Right.
Do you ever think about how they ruined time for everybody?
They sent the Quantasaurus back, and he's a robot dinosaur, so he survived not having any plants. Uh-huh. And then that means that no other extinction events will happen.
Oh.
Because
I was talking like in real life.
He made it.
Maybe. He did sleep a lot, though. Because his box was missing 25 feet away from him. And no cavemen could figure it out. Anyway, they're like, tell us something about the future. Which is a confusing thing for these future people to say, right? They mean, like, between now and when we know.
Yes. Their past, but the current future.
It's so weird because, presumably, at any point in time, they could have looked this stuff up before.
Stuff that hasn't happened to anybody. Let me rephrase that. Stuff that has not happened yet, where they are in time right now,
yeah,
is actually part of their history class.
Yes.
From the time that they are from.
And they're not allowed to look at it.
And they can't know about it.
And
so it's a good thing, I guess, they didn't pay attention in high school.
None of them paid attention. They all slept through Mr. Duggan's class.
History's just nap time. Sorry, Mr. Richard, but you were boring.
Same with Duggan. And who else did I have for? I don't even remember. That's how boring they were. Mr. Huckins was pretty cool. He had a very monotone voice, but he was like very cool.
Mr. Mullen was a dork, but in a charming way.
Okay.
But also still very dry.
I think there's no shade on history teachers. I think at least in our experience, you gotta be a little dry to teach history.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's all dusty.
Even if you go in wet, you're gonna get dry.
You're gonna dry up because of all the dust on the history. So then Circuit's like, all right, fine, I'll look. And he looks for, Lucas says, like, just a month from now, right?
Uh-huh.
Couldn't hurt anything. So we don't know how far in, but presumably it's around a month, maybe. And he sees a portal storm from Half-Life open up.
Just all over the sky.
Just hundreds of portals, and there's lightning coming out of them, and I'm expecting Nihilants and Vortigaunts and all the bad guys from Half-Life that I don't remember anymore popping out.
I can't tell you a single thing about Half-Life other than the guy has glasses and a crowbar.
Yeah.
And there's a gravity gun.
Yep. And it's dope.
And that they're never going to make a third one.
Here's the thing about that. I don't think they can anymore. I think if they're like, hey, we're making a third one, everyone would be like, yeah, fucking right, Gabe. we've been wanting it for 55 years now.
They should. They should announce, like, at E3, Half-Life 3 is coming out next year. The release date is April 1st.
Yeah.
But it's real.
And then do it, though. I think what they should do is, because there's two options to have. I've played all the Half-Lives. I love them. My favorite game is Portal. I got it with the orange box. I obviously played all the Half-Lives on there. I think they're great. I very much would love a Half-Life 3. Here's the thing. That came out in 2000 and the last Half-Life game was Half-Life 2 Episode 2, which was, I think, 2006. So we're looking at a 13-year gap with literally zero information about Half-Life 3. So either A, they've been working on it this whole time and they've had to like reskin it a couple of times because the technology has jumped forward a bunch, or B, they haven't been and are too embarrassed to say so at this point. So if they have been, at E3, they should be like, Half-Life 3 is coming out right now. It's out right now.
You can download it.
You download it only on Switch. Steam and Switch, and then it'll be on Xbox and PlayStation 3 in a month. Anyway, it's a Portal Storm from Half-Life, like, literally. But he's like, whoa, and he sort of snaps out of it. He's like, you don't want to know what the future has. Then we cut to the theme song. And like, yeah, they asked. And that seems like a pretty bad thing, right?
That feels like something you should tell them.
Seems like a Power Rangers level event that should be dealt with, I think. It's just a bunch of portals opening up in the sky and shooting lightning out of them. So we got a theme song. When we come back, they're like, what did you see, Circuit? What was it? He's like, okay, well, here's what I saw. And then we cut to the future, and Alex presses a button on a panel that has Circuit's face right before he says it, and he goes, nothing. I don't remember. The information's gone. Why, Alex? And we'll find out why.
Because they can't know that yet.
You can't. Not yet. It's too secret. It's not dry enough yet. Because it's history. It's still super damp.
Yeah.
It's too damp to hear.
It's a saturated towel.
You'll get swimmer's ear. So
deep history. Future history.
So then he's like, sorry, I don't know. It's just gone. And Tripp's like, oh, it's okay. Every computer glitches now and then. So he's like, well, not me. And he's all sad. And you think you can see the bones of the episode taking place. We cut to Rantic, who's opening up all his cupboards, all of his little fridges, and they're all monsterless. All the mutants are gone, except for like two. He gets down, he opens up the last mini fridge, and there are two canisters, and he takes one out, and he's like, oh, finally, I'm almost done. I'm almost out of mutants. And Nadira's like, Daddy, I'm bored of the 21st century. When can we blow this place? And he's like, not until I kill Frax, because I hate him.
he's a robot. Never mind. I was going to say, if you go far enough in the future, he will just be dead because he's stuck here.
No, but if you jump in the future, then you're coming back to President Frax.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
I also noticed this about Frax's design like 40 episodes ago, but like never really thought about it until this one. One of his arms is like different. Like his entire body, except one of his legs and one of his arms, are like this like molded gold robot Jafar kind of look, and then his arm looks like it was a machine he had in his lab to help him that he just put on there, and his leg looks like it's got a Lego shoe on it or something.
Battle damage. He had to redo those parts.
I feel like it was in the episode where we saw him put himself together, and I'm just wondering, like, he was so close to being done with his robot body, and then he got murdered by Rantic, and he's like, I guess I just gotta take this thing.
Or he ran out of gold. So he's like, well, I guess I'll just use regular parts for the rest of this.
Oh, I'll spruce it up when I get a chance.
I'll
never
wear
a
cape and I'll just drape it down my left
side. No, it'll notice.
That's the wall side.
That's the... So he's got Tricerium crystals. We cut to Frax after this. So he's got Tricerium crystals. Remember those?
I didn't.
They were in the episode right after. Was it right after the kissing?
Well, there definitely was no kissing. Oh, Mark! That's Mark did. He didn't kiss anybody. He just gave them hickeys.
It was hickey Mark, and there was like that dust that was like the byproduct of something from maybe it was from Rami, and there was like these crystals that were like not supposed to be invented for another long. And he's got a couple of them. So then we cut back to Circuit, and he flies up to Jen and Katie who are doing some research. He's like, "Hey, you're doing research. I'm great at research. You should let me help." And they're like, "Nah, we got it. It's cool." And it's like, okay. And he flies over to Trip. He's like, hey, Trip, I'm specifically programmed to recalibrate that scanner or whatever. And Trip says, very rationally, like, no, it's okay. Until we figure out, like, what caused the glitch, you know, just take a break. And so he's like, well, I guess everyone hates me. I'm going to fly away. And he flies away.
He flies out the window. Yeah.
He runs away from home. Because Trip made him.
Yeah, just made him in his own image, I guess.
Yeah, and in the first sign of adversity, they run away. They lose all self-confidence and dip.
Just like a Power Ranger.
Love it so much. We cut back to Frax. Apparently, he's got a lot of crystals. I think. I don't know. I was taking a note.
He had at least two.
He's got two. Well, that's a lot compared to how many they should have in this time, which is zero. Then we cut back to the Power Rangers. The Rangers are regrouping. I think Trip's looking for Circuit. He's like, have you seen Circuit? And Wes and Lucas are like, well, we were fixing the vector cycles, and he tried to help, and we said we were good and sent him up here. And Jenny K. like, well, we also sent him away. And Trip's like, oh, no, we hurt his feelings. Yep. That's what happened. So
even though you very, like, rationally were like, no, we just want to check you out to make sure.
Like, at the very least, Trip was, like, Jen and Katie were, like, trying not to hurt his feelings. They tried to let him down easy. And then Trip, which literally just said, like, here's why. Just, like, chill for a minute till we can figure it out. He was literally fixing the thing that he needed to fix you.
Yeah.
He was fixing a scanner, presumably, to scan you, bud.
Oy vey.
So then they leave and they go look for him. And we cut to Circuit on the beach.
They're just walking around outside yelling, Circuit!
I mean, that's a good name for, like, a dog.
That's true.
Right? So maybe people just think they lost their dog.
Also, is it or is it not common knowledge that they're the Power Rangers?
I don't know. I think no, but sometimes yes, but sometimes no.
Rancic at least knows who Wes and Lucas are, and Jen.
Yeah, and he knows where they are, and he also is in their group email for when they get jobs and where they gotta go.
But he will only sneak up behind you to prepare you for a hot date with his daughter.
To get you to mack on his daughter.
Not to stab you with his spine.
No, he could have murdered Lucas.
He could have just killed him. You're not dating my daughter or anybody.
Yep. Sorry, honey. Lucas dead.
I went to the flower patch.
And there he was
had
dead.
Had a sword in his neck.
Oh, all his bones got taken out.
Oops.
Afterwards. I don't know what happened. So Circuit's on the beach and he's sad and he's like, oh, I suck now, I guess. And Trip comes up and is like, hey, thought I'd find you here. This is where he first crashed. And he's like, yeah, I guess.
And he just, like, stares out into the ocean because the camera cuts to the ocean for a second. And it's just like, here's a wave noise.
It's just like, okay. And he's like, hey, don't worry. It's whatever's going on, we'll fix you up. We'll be fine.
Circuit's like, no, I think I'm buzzed. I'm useless now.
And then, like,
he says, I'm just a tangle of wires and circuit boards.
Like, hey, you're a sentient robot. Like, that tech don't exist. At the very least, you could get a TV show, I think. Minimum.
Yeah, like a nice talk show.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a robot. I'm a real talking robot that can think and feel. And here's Katy Perry.
Everyone would be like, it's fake. It's just a person behind backstage doing the voice.
He would fly around and, like, talk and answer questions and, like,
he's like, no, it's puppet. It's puppet, bro. Radio controlled.
You can see the strings. It's puppet, bro. That's my new character, guy who doesn't believe Circuit is real.
It's very specific, but fun character.
Yeah. I can't wait for him to come back. Stay tuned for his cool backstory. Where his dad was killed by a puppet that he thought was real, but nope, just a puppet, bro. So then they see an explosion at the science center. Space center? The space center. Here's what I don't understand.
Well, they would both technically be science centers.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's called the Space Center.
Just a more focused science.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, nothing has to do with space here at all. I do have a question, Josh. Maybe I missed something. This is the mutant that Rancic was like, go get him.
Yeah.
I'm calling him Kyle.
Yeah, he looks like a Kyle.
Why is he attacking the science center? The space center, sorry.
Because he's going to blow it up.
Okay, yeah. Why?
so that they, so that the Power Rangers come to stop it and get blown up inside.
But didn't he, didn't Rancic, the last thing Rancic say before we don't see him again in this episode is that he wants to kill Frax first? They're not doing anything until they kill Frax?
Yes, but then he looks at the mutant and he's like, first a distraction.
Oh, right. He did say, like, there's still disaster to be wrought or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he has shift, like, Frax is his main goal, but he has not shifted all the way off of the ranges yet.
Okay, that makes sense. A little bit.
Because he doesn't want to, like, get to Frax, but then have the Rangers come in and interfere.
Stop them both.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have tried it when Alex was there. Alex hates arresting bad guys and killing monsters.
So does Lucas.
So does Lucas.
Because Nadira just jumped right over him and landed in a bush, and he walked away.
He's like, all
right,
girl, bye.
Because they were dating.
He was in love with her. So Kyle is attacking. He's like, it took so long to build this and only 1 hour to destroy it. Boopity 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 boop. He does like a little, he does some hackers
he
style
just
hacking.
He types on their computer. So I guess this building in the computer system just has a self-destruct
if
sequence.
At any point you type in the code to self-destruct on any computer in the building, it'll start that countdown. And it's like 1 hour until self-destruction. Weird thing for a space center to have. Hey, how many buildings do you know that just blow up if you ask them to?
None.
Pretty much none, right? I feel like that's a thing.
Also weird to have a building blowing up plot a couple weeks out.
A month and change after September 11th. This didn't get edited around. This
didn't get caught in the filter at all.
No, I guess not. Okay, cool. Because it was such an important episode.
You could actually just cut this right out.
You could have gotten rid of the whole thing.
And then maybe we could have had two good episodes instead of three bad ones with a good one in the middle.
Here's what you do. At the end of the last episode, portals in the sky. Boom. It's the only thing that lasts from this episode.
Yeah.
See some portals? That's it. That's all. And then, instead, though, we got a whole episode of Circuit Unsure. So Trip does a brain blast. Remember how he can do that?
Except he doesn't read a mind, he sees the computer.
Yeah, he doesn't even see the future, he sees left. He sees a couple rooms away. And he sees it's like 54 minutes. This has been like 2 seconds since the timer counted, so they're like, time is passing. Then he calls the others, and then they converge, and Jen and Wes try to open the door, and they can't. And then Katie and Lucas come around, like the other door's locked too, even though Katie definitely has super strength.
She palmed a whole spaceship one time.
She
and
could
they
probably
just,
open a door, I think.
They just can't ever remember that. She could just lift this building up.
And just like upturn it and shake out the bomb and then throw it into the sun.
Well, I think the building is the bomb.
Shake it out. Get everybody out.
Right.
Whip it into space.
Then I'd shake out the people.
Yeah.
And throw it into the ocean.
We do get a shot of cronies with rope just tying up all the people that work here.
The space scientists. Yeah.
The space scientists.
Yes, the spaceologists.
Yeah, they study the space. Yeah, Katie can't open the door. Even she could just break the doorknob off, and then there's nothing keeping the door shut anymore, or just like break through the hinge.
Jake, it's locked, you see.
So
you can't open it because it is locked.
You're right. I forgot about that. So they call Trip. They're like, hey, we can't get in. He's like, well, I'm inside. I locked the doors. He didn't say that, but that's what I assumed.
We don't see how he got inside. Because the last time we saw him, he was outside projecting an image of the computer into his brain.
Yep.
And then we just smash cut to him behind a desk like, I'm in.
He's like, I'm in. Don't worry about it. My name is Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible, and I'm in. And so he's like, it's going to blow up in 40 minutes. So it took him like 15 minutes to get in. So it was tricky for him. He had to climb on the roof.
Right.
Sneak down.
There's no chimney, but one kind of appeared.
Yeah.
And he just sucked down it.
Come back out like Jell-O. So then Trip and Circuit do about a minute of like cool spy action where they find the mainframe and they go in and they're like, all right.
It is Batman TV series labeled.
Yep.
Mainframe computer. Yep.
So you know where you are. So intruders can find it.
Right.
So he starts typing. He's like, Circuit, you got to do this. You're the best at this thing that we're doing. And Circuit's like, oh,
hacking?
I don't know.
I guess just like general hacking?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's just general hacking.
They're like trying to put in the self-destruct antidote code.
It's just whatever the self-destruct code is backwards. Everyone knows that.
Have you tried just spelling self-destruct backwards?
Yeah. Fless dark. Stuckered?
Scurred. If the T is silent, it'd be like
scurred.
Circuit.
It's your job. But he's like, no, I can't. I'm too afraid. What happens if I miscalculate? Probably the bomb goes off and you still die.
Right.
Well, this is a thing that we're going to circle back to in a minute. So 30 minutes have elapsed. We see the Silver Guardian department showing up. Eric comes out. He's like, surround the perimeter. And I feel like nobody in the history of Power Rangers has said the word perimeter more than Dan Southworth. Every time he shows up,
probably
he
not.
Wants a perimeter right now. If they're just leaving, do a perimeter check, and then we're out of here.
That's how you know they are like an organized law enforcement.
It's got to do the perimeter.
Got to get the perimeter. Got to. Power Rangers like, we'll just go in and
we're
fight
them. We're going to go in, I guess. He's like,
you
no.
get the perimeter. We'll get the creamy center.
Yeah. You get the rest of... What are those little... It's like caramel, and there's like a little cream in it. They're called like bullseyes,
cowtail?
Maybe? Cowtails.
Well, cowtail is like the long Slim Jim version.
Yeah, yeah. Slim Jim version of the bullseyes. I used to love those.
Cowtails were great.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're down here.
I don't know.
Because I used to just get them at like a convenience
store. I would get them at Whitney Junction.
Station.
Yeah. No Whitney Junctions down here.
They used to only be a quarter. I bet they're like $1.67 now.
For one
cowtail.
Yeah, you get like a bag for a dollar.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what Power Rangers is the cream part. He's the caramel.
Call my mom, see if she'll send me some. Yeah. Mom, you got any cowtails?
He's a cowtail, stat. It's a dry county. It's a dry cowtail county down here. So Circuit is like, I can't. And then Eric does a perimeter, blah, 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 blah. Kyle wakes up from a nap, I think. And he goes, well, I got about 30 more minutes. What should I do? And then it goes 3 minutes remaining, and it cuts to Trip, and he's like, ah, beans.
Yeah, because Kyle leaned on the keyboard, and then it showed.
Oh, Kyle did it.
Yeah,
I thought Trip goofed up.
It showed the timer, just be like, because he was like, Kyle was like, I got like 20 minutes before I need to get out of this building. What should I do? And he leaned over, and then all the time ran out.
Y'all got missed on here?
And then it was like, 3 minutes, and he's like, what?
Oops. See, I thought, because it cut right to Trip, and Trip was, like, hacking, and I thought Trip, like, accidentally mucked it up.
I think Trip also thinks he did that.
That makes sense. But I like that
definitely
it's Kyle.
Kyle just, like, leaned on the space bar, which is a, like, 200%
decimate,
speed.
Yeah.
Well, not like, 10 per times speed.
Yeah. Get rid of 27 of these minutes. So he's like, oh, whoops. So then we see the hostages. Trip's like, oh, no, Circuit, you got to help. We cut to Eric, who's like, God damn it.
Because he heard it say three
he heard
minutes?
It, yeah, and he like punched his car door because he just hit his shin, I think, probably.
Mine still hurts.
Mine is permanently ruined.
It did not bruise, and I'm very surprised because it immediately had a big lump.
Yeah, love that. And you're like, I hope this is cool. I hope this is fine. Hope it's not my bone, just a chunk of bone.
So anyway, I get one to punch the hood of your car.
So he does that, and then we cut to the Rangers. They do a run and morph. Eric,
but it's interrupted because they're running, and then they call the morph, and then we get all the morph scenes. Then they're morphed.
Because whereas Trip is running out of time, this episode had plenty to spare.
Yeah.
So it is just getting all the cutscenes they have stored up in there. So we see all that. They come out. Then we got to Eric, who's in there. He starts fighting Kyle. He just like shows up in there because I guess he shot the door. Because the Ranger's like, we're coming in.
Right.
Why didn't you coming in before? Why were you waiting? You're Power Rangers.
But Jake, you see, the doors were locked.
But that doesn't
there
matter.
Was nothing they could do.
But Eric just walked in.
Eric's a bad boy. He's a rebel, Jake. A loner.
Oh, all right.
So he goes follow the lock rules.
So he goes in and he's like, "Hey, Kyle, I'm gonna kick your ass, man." And then we see the Silver Guardians fighting cronies, and I actually really like that. That was pretty cool.
Well, they're getting their ass kicked by cronies.
Yeah.
The Silver Guardians are pretty much ineffective.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're distracting them for a minute. So the Rangers split up. It is Katie and Wes and Jen and Lucas. This is a combo we don't normally see. I'm pretty excited about that. So they split up. I don't know what happens, but like, this is when I kind of stopped taking notes because I was like, ugh. Because we keep cutting back to Trip being like, "Sirk, I need your help." He's like, "I can't. I don't know."
We get to hear this conversation, I think, 1,000 times.
Yeah. It's literally Trip going, "You're the best at this. I need your help. I can't do this." And Sirk going like, "But I can't. What if I do bad?"
At one point, he just flies away from Trip and perches on top of a science cabinet. And he's like, "I'm not going to do it. I'll mess it up."
And then so the door is closing and there's 10 seconds remaining. And for the first time in Power Rangers history, the 10 seconds on the clock are the 10 seconds that elapse. It is a Christmas miracle. It's never once happened in Power Rangers before. There was like 25 episodes where we had countdowns and none of them were ever right. This one.
That was like a gimmick in Turbo.
Yeah. This one's like 10 seconds, 9, 8. And then like it goes through it and it's right. And I'm flabbergasted by that. But Katie grabs the door and it gets to 0. It's right.
Because they're trying to save scientists, but the emergency exits are shutting. So Katie's holding one open and the last couple scientists have to like sneak
out. Yeah. And so Katie grabs it. A crony comes up and like punches her. The computer's like, "All security doors must be closed before we blow this place to hell."
For safety reasons?
Yeah, like just in case. What? Okay, whatever. It's a cool moment for Katie, but like whatever.
Yeah.
So she's holding it. Crony comes up and like slashes her.
Crony's just like slashing her for like 5 seconds before anyone else can get over
there. Wes shows up and like punches a couple of them. We cut back to Circuit being like, "I can't. I gotta go." And then he's like, "I won't do it. What if I mess up? It still blows up." We got like 3 seconds. Kay's having a hard time. She's struggling. We cut back to Eric, who has Kyle on his knees and his gun to Kyle's head. And he's like, "Time's up."
Kyle has his gun to Eric's chest.
Okay. Eric.
That's why Kyle is like, "I see we're in a situation here."
So we seem to be in a bit of a standoff. Before he finishes, just pull the trigger and he'll be dead.
Here's the thing, though. He's vamping, giving you plenty of time to shoot him. Even if you both did shoot at the same time, you're going to survive a chest shot longer than he's going to survive a headshot. So, like, even if he got his off a little bit first, yours is going through his brain.
Yeah.
So if you get yours off first, you could stop him from shooting you still.
Yeah, it's fine. But instead, he's like, let's do this old-fashioned style. We'll do a duel.
And they do. They honor the rules of a duel.
They do 10 paces at dawn, but right now instead. And they, like, they do a regular ass duel. We'll come back to that in a second. We Trip can't and Circuit won't. Wes,
you guys get it.
You know the story. Wes, Katie's like slipping, and then Wes jumps in and grabs it, and then the other two Rangers come up and they're like, "No, you got to go help the other scientists. We're gonna hold as long as we can." So Jen and Lucas go in while Wes and Katie are holding it, and that's again just a nice moment. Like, there's some nice stuff in this episode, turns out.
This was when I said, just use Circuit to prop open the door.
Yep. Because he's not doing anything else. So then Circuit's just worrying. He's like, "Oh, no, I'm so ruined because my circuits are bad. I would blow everything up if I tried to not blow it up." And then Alex's like, "Hey, Circuit, it was me."
Okay, look, let's unpack this for 1 minute. Hey, Alex? Maybe you could have said something 30 minutes ago instead of having this whole song and dance of "I can't do it, you have to." "No, I suck. I won't do it."
And he's like, "Why, Alex? Why would you do that?" And Alex, instead of going, "No reason," which is the real answer.
"Because I'm a time prick."
He says, it would jeopardize their mission if they knew about what happened. If they knew about the portal storm, it would jeopardize their mission. Okay. Sure. Alex, let me put that right in my pocket.
There is a, I don't know if this is exactly the right word that I'm hoping that it is, but there is a minutia to Alex that, like, I can almost understand him being like, I know it sucks. I know this portal storm is going to be a really bad thing, but in order for Time Force, it has to happen.
Yeah.
But instead, he's just like, I didn't want him to know. I'm still mad at Jen for liking another boy.
And so Circuit's like, I'm good then, it turns out. Let me help. So he just plugs his butt into the keyboard and is like, just fussing around. He's just wiggling around, and that's typing, I guess. And he's like, I just need a few more seconds. And then
they cut back to his feet and butt on the keyboard. Like, it's a dramatic shot, like a couple of times.
He's got his butt plugged into the...
And he's just sitting on it.
He's just plugged in butt style into the keyboard, and he's just grooving a little bit, and that's hacking, I guess. Cut to Jen and Lucas. They free some people. Everyone gets out. Cut back to Eric. He's about to do the duel. They spin.
Right before they do, Eric taps the gun on his wrist.
Yeah.
He's like, let's see what you got, Kyle.
It's so dope. I love it. And then they spin, and Eric drops immediately to his back and shoots Kyle through the front. So Kyle shot where Eric was.
Like, as he's spinning, he falls. Yeah, he goes low.
It's so rad.
The old double team.
It's so good. Come back to Wes and Katie. They can't hold it anymore, and they have to roll out of the way, and the door slams, and they're going to blow up. Wait, nope. Circuit did it. He did it, and everyone's safe. The bomb is over, and now that Kyle's been shot, it's cool, and then Circuit's like, we did it, but there's still work to do. And then we get a push-in on Trip, just like trying to look cool.
While he's holding Circuit like a baby.
He's swaddling Circuit, trying to be stoic, but he's got a dumb bucket hat and a big orange jacket.
And his dumb backpack.
And his stupid little backpack.
Maybe you could hack better if you didn't have those bulky sleeves.
If your sleeves weren't slapping all the other keys around you. So then Kyle grows and... We cut to Q-Rex taking his sweet-ass time getting out of the ground. He got buried deep in there. He's been having a good old hibernation. And he finally gets out, and it's Q-Rex versus Kyle, and all the Rangers see that. They're like, all right, we're not going to call the Zords. Let's try shooting Kyle with our vortex guns.
Let's shoot him with the big guns.
Shoot him with the guns. So they do. And as you might expect, it's relatively ineffective. And then Circuit... dumb piece of shit.
So the Rangers shoot him with their big bazookas, and Kyle turns to them with his now giant-sized, like, pistol and points it at them. He's like, that didn't work.
He's about to shoot them, and Circuit's like, I'll save you. And he runs in front to, like, distract Kyle and gets blasted. And they're like, Circuit, oh no. He's like, yeah, beans.
Also, Kyle's giant gun shot a tiny regular bullet out that hit Circuit.
Yeah. Yep. And Circuit's like, oh, but here's the thing. Bad news. It fried my transmitter. I can't call the Zords. You know, the only thing I'm useful for?
And hacking.
Oh, you're right. He did. He can't hack good.
He sits on a mean keyboard.
And so they're like, that's cool. We got the time jet, which we haven't used. So they dust off the time jet. And they pull it out and they get on the time jet and they fly around and like shoot his head a little bit. And then Q-Rex is in man mode and he does Max Blizzard.
Which is the Fingy missiles, right?
It's the shoulder. It's the green shoulder cannons. But Max Blizzard sounds like the most radical weatherman you've ever seen. Backslash a Ski-Doo salesman. Going down to Max Blizzard snowmobile hut. We got some deals for you today. You're not going to believe the deals on this snowmobile. I tried to think of a brand, but I couldn't other than Ski-Doo.
Like...
Cat? Arctic cat? You're going to want these cats. There's so many cats down here, and they run over snow wicked good,
every
Ken.
Kind of snowy cat you can
want. Oh, your cold cats are over here. We got so many of them, Ken. Come on down the back, split a ski-doo hut. This summer, get them on a sail. So then they win, and because he's dead now because of Max Blizzard, the weatherman killed him. And then Circuit's dying. And they're like, oh, no, Circuit. And I was like, ah, this is for the best.
Right, he's just like... They're like, Circuit, we did it. And he just goes, and he closes his eyes.
Yeah. And then we fade to commercial. And then when we come back, Frax is building a robot that is controlled by him.
He has to plug into?
Yeah, it's not remote controlled. It's hard-lined into him.
Well, they're just making sure it works hardwired before they test the Wi-Fi.
Okay. and so there's like this guy's like, lift your arm, lift your other arm. Ha ha ha, my robot will kill everyone.
He could lift his arms up. And he's got weird arms.
His arms are like like weird coat hooks. Like they're not sharp. They're very dull. And they're like a very like soft curve. Like there's not even like a sharp curve to them or anything. It's just like, here's my, I'm not going to be able to pick anything up. Right. I hope you know that. And then the portal storm happens, and I guess it's today, I guess?
Is this because of Frax, or is this a separate event?
I have no idea.
Because it cuts from Frax's robot to the portal storm, which makes me think that he caused it, but also...
But he just does robots.
He just lifted his arms up.
He just does robots. And the portal storm's today. Alex, if it was 12 hours from when you shut that line down, you cut the feed to that certain information, what could possibly have jeopardized the mission? They still don't know where it came from. They couldn't have stopped it.
We don't even know where it came from.
It's so stupid.
They were just like, here it is.
Like, if it's not even a month from now. It's not even like in the next, because the next episode is called The Calm Before the Storm. And then it's that one and then the end, right? So it's not even like in the next episode, the portal storm will happen and then that will be the end of, then that will lead in. It's like, nope, today. This is like if you were like, hey, what's the weather going to be like at like 2:30 when I get out of work? And I was like, okay, it's, you're not going to like this. And then Scoot ran in and slapped my phone out of my hand and then shot me in the head with a tranquilizer dart so I couldn't tell you that it was going to be 85 degrees later. Like that. This is like, is it going to rain today? I can't tell you. It will jeopardize your mission.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know.
Why, Alex? Why?
Because Alex sucks, actually.
Alex, why do you still suck always? You're bad, and you should feel bad. And anyways, then we cut back to Sergey. He wakes up, and he's fine. He's like, I'm great. I feel awesome.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, if you ever run away again, he's like, you'll what? And she's like, we're going to come with you.
She wanted to be like, I'm going to rip your wings off and stuff them up your beak.
I'm going to crumple you into a tin can and recycle you. But then Tripp's like, your circuits are fine.
I scanned your circuits. They're good.
They're dope. And he's like, cool. And then Tripp's like, so what did you see about the feed? She's like, nothing. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Sun's going to come up. We're going to get the bad enemies, which is, I think, what he says, bad enemies or the enemy guys.
He says, we're going to get the bad guy. Like, he doesn't know they're there to get Frantic.
Right. It's so weird. And then we cut to Alex watching the portal storm and being like,
if only someone could have foreseen this.
If only they would have known. Why did the Power Rangers screw up so bad? They could have stopped this.
Man, they suck without me.
Oh, I'm so much better than Wes, I bet. And then that's the end of the episode. And then at the very end, it says, in memory of Tui Trang. And then that's it. So, Josh, You started.
Yeah.
I get to pick the best. Let me tell you. There's not a lot. It's got to be Eric dueling so good.
Yeah, I really did like the duel.
That was pretty dope.
That is definitely like a shining ray of sunshine in this deep, dark forest.
Yeah. What about you? Same?
Same, yeah.
The worst is Circuit.
Circuit. Just Circuit.
Just everything Circuit does or says or touches at all in this episode. And MVP is also Eric?
Yeah. Yeah, because...
No, you know what? Katie. MVP is Katie for catching the door.
Yes. Yes, good call. I was going to say, because Eric technically like kills the monster and is the only one with the Zord available.
He does all the Zord and monster work this episode.
But Katie catching the door, I think, is a more important moment.
It was clutch. It was clutch play.
Yeah.
Made it so the building didn't blow up. Gave Circuit enough time for Alex to tell him that he was good and don't worry. All right, now we got to rank this.
What do you think about Uniquely Trip?
I think that one had nothing good, if I
think you might be right.
I mean, here's the thing about Uniquely Trip is that it did have to have something that we could best, right? And this one had Katie saving the day and Eric and...
Had a cool duel.
The cool duel. That's kind of it.
What about Time for Lightspeed? If, in case you can't tell, I'm thinking this is like a very bottom of the list.
A bottom shooter. And then Reflections of Evil. So there's like one good episode in between like two stinkers on one side, at least one on the other side. And then, so Claire, good job picking the one good one.
Yeah.
And this pretty bad stretch. I think it's...
The thing about Time for Lightspeed is that did have Carter in it.
Carter was in it. And I think that Carter is better than anything that happened in this.
And everybody on the Lightspeed Rangers like grew up and moved on, but Kelsey was still just shredding in the skate park.
She's just shredding. So her girlfriend's in space.
Right.
Doing astronaut stuff. Or maybe she's like at work doing whatever astronauts do when they're not in space. I don't know. Train. Do math.
You getting that big spinny thing?
Getting the spinny thing that almost killed James Bond that one time. And she's like, well, I can't. She's not on lunch for another hour. I can get some aggressive inline in.
I just want to skate.
So I just got to skate. And Nancy's like, just go skate. I know you love it. And I love and support you in your skating endeavors. And also Dr. Fairweather was in it.
Yeah.
She was not in this one. So this one comes in second to last. I think Uniquely Turp is still worst. But coming in at number 32, Circuit Unsure.
Yikes.
Woof. Well, that's going to do it for us for this week. Like we said at the beginning, next week we're only doing one episode. It's going to be Calm Before the Storm. And then after that, the episodes are called The End of Time, which is a dope finale title. So that's going to be then. And then, so we only got two more weeks of Time Force. Didn't we just start Time Force?
I think so.
Weird.
Are we doing these quicker? I know it's still two a week, but are we doing it faster?
I don't think so. I mean, there's only 40 now, but there's only been 40
it's been
to 45
that way for at least
for two
seasons.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like we just started, and then we're going to do another hiatus again so soon.
Yeah.
Well, all right, anyway, then we're going to do Wild Force, which I have zero recollection of.
I've never seen anything from Wild Force.
Oh, I've walked by Scoot watching it when he was a kid. And so, like,
which one is Forever Red in?
That's Wild Force.
I've seen Forever Red.
You've seen one Wild Force.
Yeah. With no, I mean, it's not a Wild Force episode as much as it's like a big Red Ranger anniversary episode.
It's a 10th season. So that's good. I think it's going to be fun because, like, we don't know what's going to happen. And the theme song is dope as hell. So, anyway, next week, Calm Before the Storm. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I can't think of any fruits.
What are some other fake ones?
I don't know. Hold on. Google.